Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb, researcher at ESET. Stephen, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
So it's the holiday season, and we're continuing our series on unwrapping those electronic gifts and doing them safely. So this week, we're focusing on Mac computers. What should you do before you put that Mac on the road?
The first thing that I think of, and it's really boring and it's not fun to do during the holidays, but is I think about how I'm going to restore it if something goes wrong. And the way that Apple software has been moving, you're not necessarily going to get a set of restored disks with that new system. You may have to download the files you need to make a system disk, and a lot of websites will tell you how to do that to make sure that if something goes wrong physically with the Mac, you'll be able to bring it back to its original condition, its original software status. And so you want to burn some DVDs with the restore files on there.
So you're giving that gift, or you've gotten that gift, it's probably a good idea to give a flash drive or a DVD or two to actually burn that disk.
Hey, that's a great way to accessorize the gift. Yeah.
And so, okay, so I've done my duty. I've burned the recovery disk. What next? I really want to download some music, Stephen. So let's get going.
Okay. I think actually step two, and it actually could be step one, to make sure everything's updated. I say do the restore disk before updates because sometimes updates will mess up a machine. But one of the things that we see now with Apple, it's much cleaner now in terms of checking for updated software. So that process isn't as much of a pain as it used to be. And one thing that people don't realize is that even what seems to be a brand new computer fresh out of the box may not have the latest version or the latest patches on there. That's because these things, you know, are shipped maybe up to a month or 2 months before they get into customer hands. And so stuff's not necessarily up to date. So you want to do a quick check on updates, make sure you've got all the latest versions of the software, like the latest versions of iTunes, before you start doing those music downloads.
I'm doing the downloads, and by now the kids have eaten 3 or 4 candy canes, and they're getting really rambunctious. Am I safe now? Can I go?
I would say one more step, which is to install security software. And despite the stellar reputation Apple's have for being secure, they're not impervious to attack. And you know, in 2012, we saw the largest outbreak of Mac malware ever. You need some anti-malware on that Mac. Get that installed, and then you're ready to play.
All right. And, you know, I always find if you're continuing to accessorize that Mac, not bad to have a big backup disk, too. So as you download all that stuff, you may want to just make sure that you got a backup.
You want to think about backup. I know a lot of people are backing up to the cloud now, but I'm a big believer in hardware. So another accessory is, you know, just one of those really cool, small USB hard drives. Plug it in there with the Time Machine on the Mac. Backups are very easy, and you've no excuse not to do them.
Stephen, thanks for the great tips. You've been listening to the Malware Report. A couple quick reminders for you, blog.eset.com, where you can get the guide on what to do with that new Mac PC and all kinds of good advice. And as always, if you really would like some of that anti-malware software for your Mac or other devices, we're happy to give that to you too. So see you on the web, and we'll see you next week.